Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And the bear seemed to take it very well, very professional.
Keith Murphy along with the round guy and his new Rams 3-time state champion Lolo Jones from Roosevelt High School delivering pizza tonight. What are you doing, Lolo?
Well, they were short on staff, so decided to give some fast delivery.
A lot of people have asked me what you're doing on the program, and you haven't
so
really...
So am I. I ask you the same thing.
Hey, I'll handle the humor here, Governor.
I might break up with the Cubs, Keith. They're like a bad man. They treat you wrong. They make you drink too much.
You're there for the people. This is a victory for the people if you do it.
No monkey business from either of y'all, all right? I'm going to split.
WHO, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Now, get ready to sound off.
How about the new digs? How about the upgrade, John Sears?
Best upgrade since I was given the title of Mr. Sound Off.
It wasn't an upgrade. You just took that title.
Given to me.
We're glad to be here. Glad to have you with us here as we start year 24, I think. Sound off at 515-282-9010. I know it's been a while. It's great. We're glad to be on this new set. Hopefully, we're not fired tonight. For the first time in 50 years, the Kansas City Chiefs are headed to the Super Bowl. Third-year quarterback Patrick Mahomes leads the way as many local Chiefs fans cry tears of joy. Most of you weren't even alive when the Chiefs won in 1970. John, I was alive when the Chiefs won. No, I don't remember it.
You remember. It will not be an all-Midwest Super Bowl featuring two of our regional teams, though. The 49ers dropped the Packers in the NFC Championship. Chiefs, 49ers, sounds like a dang good Super Bowl to me.
Yeah, I'm in on this.
What do you think? Who you got? Who's winning? Sound off 515-282-9010.
Really looks great.
Looks great.
Yeah, it looks great. It's not exactly a great time for media wins, but we sure saw an unlikely one this week. iHeart restructured hundreds of radio stations, which means jobs cut. Locally, inexplicably, the popular KXNO shows Morning Rush and Sports Fanatics were dumped and without warning. Program director Andrew Downs got the gate too. To say people were upset understates the backlash. Listeners, thousands of them, cried foul, loudly, repeatedly. I was 3,000 miles away, and for 48 hours, I was on my phone more than Adam Schefter. Then two things happened, both important. The blindsided workers did not leave with middle fingers in the air, go scorched earth, or lash out on social media. They thanked the station for the opportunity, fans for the support, and toasted better days ahead. That made the next step an easier one. KXNO General Manager Joel McRae said of the backfire, quote, "I heard you, I made a mistake." You know how rare that is in corporate America? It's a unicorn wearing a Barnstormers jersey. Then with the iHeart corporate backing and blessing, McRae restored all jobs and shows. The outcry also allowed McRae what he and many of us wanted for KXNO for a long time, an FM signal with 5 times the reach. It's a modern-day media miracle. This all happened because Local matters, really matters. And you reminded everyone the power of a unified voice. It happened because good sponsors show loyalty to people, not buildings. And it happened because iHeart listened, changed plans, and got it right. We know it's just radio, and in the grand scheme of things, not that important. But power to the people. That felt good.
That was awesome this week for all of you guys at KXNO. All right. The NFL draft isn't for another 3 months, but there's always buzz about it in January. Who might declare or leave school early? This is becoming a trend for Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. But is it a good trend? 3 years ago, it was James Daniels and Josh Jackson. Last year, four early entries. T.J. Hockenson, Noah Fant, Amani Hooker, and Anthony Nelson. This year, Tristan Wirfs, A.J. Epenesa, and Geno Stone headline the early exits. Now, this is a great pitch for recruits. And it's also something fans take pride in, bragging about how many players their team puts in the NFL. But while fans take pride in their players making it to the next level, they also secretly don't want them to leave. It's kind of a weird catch-22. Fans want to produce NFL players, brag about NFL players, but don't actually want those players to get too good too soon. Fans are greedy. How do you think the Hawkeyes would have looked this year with Hockenson, Fant, Hooker, and Nelson all back? It could be the difference between a 10-win season and a spot in the Big Ten title game. David Montgomery and Hakeem Butler left Iowa State early. Cyclone fans happy to see them drafted, but deep down, how many ISU fans selfishly wanted them to stay? Could have used them this year. Wirfs and Epenesa made the no-brainer decision. But it is funny how some fans try to convince themselves on why the players should stay in school. Remember that game? Epenesa kind of disappeared and Wirfs got beat around the edge. I think they could use another year, trust me. Those two will be multi-millionaire first-round picks in April. Bottom line, fans will always be fans first. Want the best for their team, present and future.
John, you look good. I have a little bit of the Ricky Bobby going a little bit.
I don't know what to do with your hands.
Just got to get used to a little bit of this. But I'm going to get it all smoothed out. I'm just happy to be
just
here.
Just looking at this desk. And I'm looking at man, it just doesn't.
It looks great.
So different.
Smurf is in Colfax. Smurf, you have a prediction for the Super Bowl?
Yep, 49ers will win the Super Bowl.
Okay, why will the 49ers win? They are the underdogs. They're one-point underdogs.
I've been a 49ers fan since Montana.
Since Joe Montana. Well, it's been 25 years since the 49ers won the Super Bowl, 50 years since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
First,
I'm still for the 49ers.
All right, Keith, we got you.
You right out of the gates. First reaction, Chiefs, 49ers, what pops in your head? Who's winning? And we still got 2 weeks, but who do you think?
I always go with the team that has the more talented quarterback. Give me Patrick
Mahomes. You're going Mahomes?
Yeah, I'm going Mahomes.
Going Mahomes.
This is a Super Bowl. It could be fantastic.
It feels like it could be really good, yeah. I like both teams. I kind of lean towards the Niners, though.
All right, we will have more Super Bowl talk. We have a few more lines. We'll get to those in a minute. But it is time for lookalikes with a local connection. John McBride says Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Joe Burrow, born in Ames.
Born in Ames.
There's your local connection.
Born in Ames.
Looks like former Saturday Night Live star Jim Brewer. Tiny Ref. That's not bad.
A little bit, yeah.
Not bad.
All right, Colin in Beaverdale says Des Moines Lincoln basketball player Andrew Klein. Looks like Mike on Stranger Things.
You're saying that without much confidence. Have you not seen Stranger Things?
Oh, I've seen it. That's actor Finn Wolfhard. Am I saying that right?
If I were him, I'd go with Wolfhard.
Wolfhard?
You know.
All right, Finn Wolfhard. Finn Wolfhard. Andrew Klein. Tiny Ref? That is a good one.
Andrew Klein goes back to school Tuesday with all new street cred. Send your lookalikes to soundoff@whotv.com.
Wow, huh? All new digs. New digs, same old gripes. Corporate America stinks again. It's What's Bugging Andy next.
Mm-hmm.
Time for another game of Knockout. One's got to go. Major airlines flying out of Des Moines International Airport.
Boy. You want to talk about something making people mad.
Yeah.
Who are you knocking out? Delta, American, United, or Southwest? One of these is out.
Okay, for me, it's between United and Southwest. I don't like the goofy way you line up for Southwest.
Yeah, it can get annoying.
But I'm going to knock out United Airlines here.
I got a feeling United could be the one to go.
Yeah, I've had good experience with Delta.
Yeah.
Well, we've already heard from me on a remarkable week in local sports media.
And now it's time to find out what's bugging Andy.
My dad and grandpa both spent their entire careers working for Ralston Purina Company. There was dog chow and checkerboard logos everywhere in my house. The Fales family was proud to be with Purina. And to me, that was corporate America at its best. Well, this week, we saw corporate America at its worst. Now, this is gonna make some of the people that I work with uncomfortable, but the problem with having a media corporation is that the news you make is automatically in the media. We're journalists, we're news sources, and if we can't report on our own news, well, then we can't report on any. KXNO and WHO Radio are doing well here in Iowa. As a matter of fact, they're among the most profitable stations, relatively speaking, in the iHeartMedia family. But iHeartMedia owns 800 stations, and the corporate brass wanted cuts. And some of those cuts had to come from Des Moines. I get it. It's corporate America. It resets profit goals each year, and the quickest way to boost profits in the short term is to cut expenses. What's bugging me is that I shouldn't get that. None of us should. When corporations plead their employees to make money and then fire those that do, we shouldn't get that. That doesn't and shouldn't make any sense. This is a low-cost team of high-yield people, for one. And for another, these are people who consider their shows and this station to be a part of their lives, their families even. And for a few people in an office 1,000 miles away to decide that somehow that's not enough to make a difference, well, that's gonna make people upset. And in this case, those people spoke up. They used their voices, and iHeartMedia and KXNO, to their credit, heard them. Looking back now, it wasn't Ralston Purina that I was proud of. It was my dad and grandpa. And today, it's not KXNO that I'm proud of, it's you. And I thank you for that. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Thank you, Andy. You may have noticed, we've had some bad winter weather.
No?
No, it's true, no. John. We have video, and when we return, some viewer photos, plus perhaps a live call or two here on the New Look Sound Off. Well, this isn't the new look. This is the look of weather you've seen many times.
Yeah, we love the new set.
You know what. Sound Off on Twitter, it's at SoundOff13. Tony writes, Kittle, Beathard, Hitchens, and Neiman headed to Miami. That is quite a Hawkeye Super Bowl trip.
That'll be fun. Register sports writer and avid Chiefs fan Cody Goodwin writes, doesn't feel real yet. 50 years is a long wait for the Chiefs.
There's no way he's 50 years old.
I don't think he is. He looks really young if he's 50.
Who's your five winter storm photos to our team of meteorologists? And at number five, this is Snow Globe Tree from Rob Riggins. Not Rob Riggle, but Rob Riggins. At number four, Squirrel. Terry Holdren of Cumming. Do you know what movie that is? Squirrel.
That's Christmas Vacation.
No. Gee, what is wrong with you? Number three, Blue Jay from Carrie Loving of Carlisle. It's a beautiful photo.
These are not just taken off the internet. Those are good pictures.
No, they're sent to our team of meteorologists.
They look like professional
here.
Photos.
You act like it's your first night at work. Number two, kids playing. That's from Shannon Winky in Ankeny. Kids at work. They're playing too, for sure. And number one, Sundogs.
Whoa.
From Lee Shiny. Is that really his name? Lee Shiny.
That's a cool picture.
Sundogs. He is from Arcadia. All right, back to the lines. It is Sharon in Des Moines. And Sharon, you're excited about the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl?
Yes, I'm really excited, and I'm in agreement with you, Murph. Unlike my brother, Smurf, it's go Chiefs all the way, a little sibling rivalry.
Got to like the way this matches up, though. I mean, these are styles and contrast here. The Chiefs are so good on the edge. They're so fast. They got the passing game. The 49ers have good pass defense. The matchups are great.
Oh, for sure, for sure. But, I mean, if the Chiefs can stop Henry from the Titans, then they can beat anybody.
I will say, though.
Like, I didn't think they were going to stop him for a while.
I will say,
did.
Mahomes, some of the throws he made were crazy today, but he was under a lot of duress from the Titans' D-line, and the Niners' D-line is legit, and it's better than the Titans' D-line. So the Chiefs got to fix that protection a little bit, but it's going to be a fun game.
Karen in Grimes. Karen, you agree with John or the real Mr. Soundoff, the Chiefs or the 49ers?
Well, I agree with the Chiefs. I've been a Chiefs fan for years, got to be at the game last week, and my husband is a 49ers fan.
Oh, man,
so
it's going to be bad, isn't it? How tough
is it going to
be?
We're going to have to draw a line down the middle of the room.
Yeah, that could be right. Sit on opposite sides of the room.
Right.
Yeah. Do you have any relatives nearby, somebody that could help you?
We're going to have to get one in to be a referee.
Have a backup plan. That's my advice. Time for over-under. And the topic is radio, overrated national radio. There's no community connection. There's a reason ratings plummet when you cancel local, which leads to underrated.
Local radio.
What do you know? Even people in other states now understand what local radio means to the people of Iowa. Thank you.
Power of the people.
Yeah. Face Off is next. But first, here's video from the Chiefs hangout in Des Moines, Truman's. Channel 13's Justin Cerency sent us this video. Was that Justin's wife?
That was his wife.
Yep.
Yeah,
she's lovely.
Big Chiefs fan.
Justin said some Chiefs fans were moved to tears tonight, and not just because Justin was shooting video of them while they were drinking.
Time to ping pong some more topics. We call it face-off. The Hawkeye football team finished the season ranked 15th. Another solid year for Kirk Ferentz. 10 wins, and they were really just a few plays away from a spot in the Big Ten title game.
A sixth time a Ferentz coach team has finished top 15. 10 wins, including one over an undefeated top 10 team. Rout of USC in the Holiday Bowl. All things considered, a good season. One many programs would welcome.
Many.
I mean, think what's going on at Nebraska right now.
Missouri State football has a new head coach, Bobby Petrino. Yes, that's right.
And Bobby Petrino?
Yeah, and Petrino beat out Art Briles for the job. I'm not sure if the Bears are just going for publicity, but those are two candidates I would never even have on a list. It's an odd hire.
Who else was in the running? OJ? Dave Bliss? I mean, jeez. Petrino and Art Briles? Petrino and Art, I've been on vacation. You're serious.
This is not a joke. I'm not joking.
Well, of those two, hire Petrino, I guess. My goodness. Man.
Iowa State lost to Texas Tech by 20.
Saw it, yeah.
Cyclones now 8-9 overall, 1-4 in the Big 12. I'm shocked at how much this team is struggling at just about everything.
Confidence clearly a problem, John. When you're not confident at whatever you're doing in life, it's hard to hide.
Yeah.
Steve Prohm needs to get this team confident again, whatever it takes, or it will get worse.
It will. But hey, at least Cyclone players can say they were in the same building as a rap legend. Vanilla Ice performed at halftime. Rumor has it, he rocked the mic like a vandal and was cooking MCs like a pound of bacon.
Give me Snoop Dogg at Kansas over Robert Van Winkle at Tech anytime and twice on Saturday. Ice didn't even bring stripper poles and cash. What is this, amateur night?
What?
I might have been on vacation too long. I don't know.
That was
not
amateur night. Going
knockout. One had to go. Major Airlines out of Des Moines.
Yeah, we thought so. United edges out American by 3%, 32% total. Everybody kind of liking Delta and Southwest.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. We have time for another call. Anthony is in Des Moines. He's on line two. Anthony, what do you think about the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm more of a Packers fan. I'm hopefully the Chiefs will pull this one out. And the question is I have for you guys, is it me or is it time for Aaron Rodgers to hang it up? I mean, he is just not the same quarterback like he used to be anymore. I'd just like to hang up and listen and see what you guys think. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Andy.
Not time to hang it up. Certainly not the Rodgers of years past, but he's still, he's a top 6-7 quarterback in the league.
He is. He's still really good.
Look, as frustrating as the game was, you don't have Mitch Trubisky as quarterback, okay? You got Aaron Rodgers.
There's the Bears' perspective.
Look, you're okay, man.
All right,
you're okay.
You don't have Mitch Trubisky. Bruce is in Algona. He'll have the final word here. Bruce, we've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'll talk about the Hawkeyes. How far do you think they'll make it to the tournament?
I am starting to think that they will.
I do.
John, I think the big question is fatigue. Mm-hmm. They're thin. They don't have a deep bench. They've lost players. They get tired at the end of the game. But these guys love playing together, and they're playing well together.
Yeah, got to win the home game, steal a couple on the road. I think it's a tournament team. I think they're probably right now looking anywhere from probably as high as a 5, maybe to an 8 seed in the NCAA tournament.
I did not think at the start of the season this team had any shot.
No, count me as one of those people eating crow.
They had a shot because they're one of more than 300 teams that technically could qualify.
Yeah.
That was the only shot.
Yeah, I thought they were borderline NIT, but they look like directly in the NCAA tournament.
They're
right now.
Doing well. I think it helps for Ian McCaffrey to not have as many options.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, this was fun tonight. It's
Let's
nice
do
to
it
hear.
Again.
Got to get a little more comfortable. We were over there a long time.
Yeah.
I was in that other room for a long time.
Cramped in the other room, but now we got all the space. Look at this.
Yeah, this is great. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound off send off. Lindsey Hole Elwood of Coin, Iowa.
Coin is like a suburb of Clarinda.
Coin, Iowa. Lifelong Chiefs fan.
Lindsay!
What?
Lindsay! What?
Chiefs Kingdom,
yeah, just watch this.
We're going to the Super Bowl! I waited my whole life for this!
I think that's Natty.
Wow.
Oh,
that's great.
And this is Truman's. Chiefs fans, thank you for sending this in, Justin Cernsey. Justin Cernsey's wife, right there.
Big Chiefs fan.
Doing the chop. Everybody have a great night. Thanks for letting us do another year of Sound Off. We appreciate it. It's been fun. This is a lot of space. Hey, John, why don't you explore the space?
I'm going to.